Hello, beautiful minds. This is Own It, the podcast with yours truly, YLS Ali. If you missed the introduction, let me catch you up real quick. Own It is a podcast that I hope will continue to be a weekly one, where we will be discussing different topics that most probably all of us can relate to in our journey to unlock our minds and reach our full potential. Chronicles of me, your host, in my very long journey to dismantle the gigantic walls that I've been trapped within, using their stones to pave my path. As I keep trying to defeat my fears, truly get to know myself, make peace with my past, really live my present, and get ready for a bright future. In other words, stay with me as I gear up and own it. Most of us, especially our generation, Gen Y and Z, heard these words growing up. You never finish anything you start, and you always pick up a new hobby and call it your thing. And most of us define themselves as quitters, thinking that their past or the words of their parents, teachers, or peers is their truth. But let me ask you a question. How else can you find your place if you did not try a few uncomfortable seats or positions until you are finally comfortable? The following wise words spoken by a very smart young lady had me think for days. Maybe I do not know what I want, but I know exactly what I do not want. Sounds simple. You might even say that that's common sense. But matter of fact, she was my inspiration for this episode of our podcast. So let me say thank you, Raquel. Our journey through bad experiences, or ones that end in an unlikely manner to what we wanted or expected, are exactly what we need to navigate our trip to our final destination. If you remove everything that you know to dislike or not want after getting to know yourself very well, what remains on the wall is your vision board. Now that you have removed the clutter, your roadmap is more readable. Now you know what is what and what you want and like. Knowing exactly who we are is very difficult. Finding our purpose is so satisfying, but the road to that is exhausting and truly tiring. But think about it. Isn't it a lot easier to know what is not your purpose and what is not your thing? I'm pretty sure you'd know that you do not like a cafe, for example. The moment you sit down, the music does not satisfy your taste, the lighting is too harsh, the crowd is a little bit off, and every cell in your body tells you to get up and bail the moment you take all of that in. So, do not be too hard on yourself just because most of your attempts ended up with the same result. You bailing. Will Smith once said, "There is almost no negative value in failure. Training is specifically designed so that you can fail as many times as possible until you learn how to succeed." So what does that mean? I think it means that our very existence as humans, the stubborn race, teaches us that failure is the backbone of our civilization. The root of all science is observation, taking millions of notes and coming up with theories and running simulations, and after so many failed attempts, finally confirming one case to be the proof of what we then take as a scientific fact, undoubted thanks to so many failures. The first man used plenty of tools made out of leaves, wood, rocks, placing two things together to shelter themselves from storms and bad weather, to protect themselves from predators, until the idea of a permanent or semi-permanent home came up. Probably as a result of so many collapsing roofs and so many children being mourned for ending up being meals to creatures higher on the food chain at the time. But if any of those who passed down their success to us had given up from the first or few fails, we would have not even lived long enough in this world to have a civilization. So why are we okay with literally working our bodies to failure, to the point of tissue damage, sweating our bodies to dehydration, working our muscles to soreness, and rest for recovery, knowing that in a few months, these exhausted bodies will thank us for pushing them too hard? Because that is what we call sports. A very healthy practice for both the mind and the body. So why don't we enlarge the scale and look at life as such? Every failed attempt equips us in a way. And starting again should never be called starting from zero, because you might be kicking off again from square one, but definitely not from zero. Your muscle memory is gonna kick in, you will avoid pumps on the road, you're gonna duck faster when something is coming your way, and you are more prepared with lessons that are gonna shield you. I always ask myself, when fear sneaks up on me, and it does often, what is the worst thing that could ever happen? I might lose my job and end up depressed on the sofa? Will I have my heart broken and be cheated on? Will I get lost in a city, mugged, and lose all my belongings? The list is long with a lot of what ifs, but there is only one thing that could be scarier than our worst fears. And that, in my opinion, is not knowing how they really feel like. And guess what? 90% of the things on my list have already happened. I remember once hearing a stranger say, "The only thing that could scare me more than being stuck with a king cobra in a room is being stuck with a king cobra in a room with no lights, that I could hear it every now and then, but I do not know where it is or when will it strike." And again, that got stuck with me for days. It is so true and so deep. I mean, if you start learning how to ride a bike as a kid, you can hear your mother in the back being so scared that you could fall and hurt your knee. You do not even know what's that like. But the voice of your mother, who is literally your guardian angel, sounds worried. And even if the concept of hurt, death, and all these gloomy things is still foreign language to you as a kid, you're still scared. But once you get that bruising and your wounds heal, you are ready to risk it all to get back on that bike. Maybe because it wasn't that bad after all. I guess what I'm trying to say, having some seriously bad experiences can cripple us if we hold on to the trauma and keep victimizing ourselves. But if we try to alter our perspective a little bit and just look at it from a different angle, what hurts me once will not hurt me the same if it ever happens again. Most of the pain came from us not expecting it to happen. We were not prepared, and most probably we were a little bit too naive and we got caught off guard. Adding to that, that we do not actually notice that our greatest strength as humans is adaptation. We evolve with every comeback. We learn, we pivot, and we grow. Your skin is gonna get thicker, your reflexes are gonna get faster, and your mind will be in more control. Knowledge can be passed on to us, but wisdom is earned. So, if you're still listening, I'd go ahead and guess that you relate somehow. I wanna tell you that I feel you. It is not easy, and you might make peace with it at night and wake up feeling heavy and unsure again. But it's okay. It is part of the process. And it might not go away, but trust, you will get used to it. And that's not a bad thing. Take it like that moment in the gym, during a workout session that you actually enjoying, but then suddenly you feel a little dizzy, that you start telling yourself maybe you should call it a day. You wanna bail, but then you sit down a little, hydrate, and put on a better playlist. You start feeling pumped again, and you go back to your workout and get those gains. That's life. Take a moment and allow your brain to readjust. Give yourself the time to recover and charge up and go back and hit it again. You know what helps a lot? Looking at your heroes. Look at them in their time of greatness. You want that, the glory, the status, the fame, whatever they have or had. Now go find what Hollywood does not put on the big screen, or whatever the magazines are not selling, what is not written in their book, or carried on by their followers in their told legacies. Check their beginnings, and you will see that they all had one thing in common. These greats did not accidentally fall under the spotlights. They did not have any free handouts. They worked so hard that they could get a spot in an overcrowded stage. They literally had to compete with thousands and stay up for so many nights. 100% was just not enough, and they had to surpass the average human. They doubted themselves. Most of their lives, they felt defeated and lost, but every time that happened, they will get up, dust off, and keep persevering. So, think again about what you really want in life and ask yourself, how will you ever achieve extraordinary results if you are putting in an ordinary effort? All right, beautiful minds, we have reached the end of our episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Much love and respect. Trust the process. You have greatness in you. If you like this episode, share it with a friend. subscribe to my podcast, and follow me on IamYLS on Instagram, and I would love to discuss these topics with you. If you have anything to say, shoot me a message. You might inspire me for the next ones.